Reading from the Epistle. Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among you 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and serving the world." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'd like to make sure that Winston gets all the hard names in the Bible. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 of good standing, full of the Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint for this task." It is a great day at Broadway, and we give thanks for these 6 new deacons of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, who will soon be appointed to the task of serving on our diaconate. I say diaconate, and immediately I recognize that that could be a foreign word to many of you, which is why I'm excited that we have brought this ordination service into our regular Sunday morning worship this year, so that we can do a little teaching about the meaning of the diaconate and deacons in the church. I will try not to bore you too much. I just think it is important that from time to time we go back over the basics. The word deacon comes from the Greek word diakonos, which means servant. And the diaconate here at Broadway is a body made up of roughly 100 deacons or servants, 39 of which serve actively on the board of deacons in any given year. Deacons are the servant leaders in our congregation. The active members serve as our board of directors, and all of them are ordained to the service of the Lord through the appointment of the Spirit and its recognition by the community. That is what we are doing today. We are recognizing the gifts of the Spirit given for such a time as this to these 6 servants of the church. And what do deacons do? Well, they meet. And they meet. And they meet some more. And that is a part of it. But not for no good reason. Not just for the sake of meeting. The deacons have a charge in the church laid out in Broadway's bylaws, and the charge written says this: "The deacons shall seek those who do not know our Lord, visit the membership of the church, serve the Lord's Supper, faithfully endeavor to keep the members active in the full program of the church, promote peace, harmony, and the spirit of goodwill among the members of the church, be diligent in attendance at the services of the church, and at all times seek to cooperate and foster cooperation with the church's leadership and the entire program of the church. Margot, Catherine, Lester, June, Brenda, and Sandy, this is your charge. We believe that you are up to it. We believe that you are called and gifted by the Spirit of God for the sake of this ministry. And we offer you today our prayers and blessings as signs of our confidence in you. Now, a little bit of some history about the first deacons. The first deacons were chosen at a time when the early church was growing in numbers and in diversity and trying to figure out how best to include everyone. The church was marked by its powerful, spirit-led truth-telling and its communal sharing of life and property. It was a bold and very prophetic witness to the world, and thousands came to believe because of the way the Christians, at that time they were called the Way, spoke truth into the world and cared for one another. But diversity is no picnic. And as the apostles were distributing the bread among the people, a complaint was made that the Hebrew widows in the community were getting more than their fair share as compared to the Greeks. This brought on a crisis in the early church community, and to the credit of the apostles, they listened to and did not ignore the complaint, but rather admitted its validity and organized themselves to resolve the problem. Thus, the 7 servant leaders were appointed, and then the community continued to grow and flourish. It is a model for handling church conflict. Paying particularly close attention to the voices and experiences of the minority, and making sure that everything possible is done to promote a sense of togetherness and inclusion within the church community. New deacons, this is your central charge. You are called to promote peace and harmony in the spirit of goodwill amongst the members. This can only happen if we are willing to listen to the perspective of others, pay particularly close attention to the voices and experiences of members of the minority, and organize to do what is necessary to assure diversity and equity and inclusion within the community. That's how we promote peace within the church and have harmony and a spirit of goodwill amongst the membership. by making sure that this is a place for all people. This is a house of prayer for all people. And we want to make sure that it is so. And I have no doubt that you six are fit for just this very task. Now, one final thing before we ordain them. The book of Acts says the seven were chosen to help administer the bread. But then Stephen was called upon not only to help with the bread, but also to preach the word as well. What Stephen said got him stoned, which wasn't exactly the greatest story to tell for rustling up recruits for the diaconate. That's why we didn't mention Stephen to all of you as we were describing the duties of the deacons, though I suspect you have read the Bible and you know what's in it. This is the point I would wish for you to take away from that part of the story. The leaders of a prophetic church will sometimes receive a prophet's reward. It comes with the territory. And that is why the choir has sung Fostic's immortal words to us this morning. Grant us wisdom and grant us courage for the living of these days. May God grant you the wisdom and the courage you will need to speak and to act as you are called. You will be called upon to serve the daily bread, and you will be asked to administer the Lord's Supper. Greet out in the narthex, count the offering, consider the motion, work on the Sabbath, reach out and call in the home. We know that much. And you will also be called at some point to sit and to talk with the lonely and offer bread to the hungry and make a space for the excluded and share the good news of Christ's healing and hope with the brokenhearted. This is your true calling. Not just hearing reports and passing motions, though those things are both necessary and also important. But the most important thing is the people. And you have been called here today for them. You are here to serve them. For Christ came not to be served, but to serve, and so too the servant leaders in Christ's church come also. So remember, how you comport yourselves says everything. Go back and read chapter 7 in the book of Acts and see how Stephen acted. Stephen stood up and dared to tell the truth. He told the truth about the past and he linked it to the present. That is essentially the act work that we as a congregation are doing now. Acknowledging and confessing the past so as to transform the present and also the future. This is why he was opposed. But the way that he handled himself, the way that he showed himself to be a follower of Christ, bore such powerful witness. He forgave the people even as they were trying to kill him. And lo and behold, a Pharisee was there who was holding the coats of those who stoned Stephen. A man named Saul was listening and was himself beginning to be transformed. He was kicking against the goads, but he was watching and he was listening, and God was working on him. So too, God is working on somebody here, and you can bet that they will be watching and listening to you. They will be watching and listening to us. So may we speak and act in such a way as to always bear witness to the grace and truth of Jesus Christ, and that the love that God has for all of us, even when the rocks come our way. I know it is fashion for some preachers to tell jokes and complain about the deacons in the church. Deacons near mothers-in-law when it comes to punchlines and sermons. But let me tell you something. I like my mother-in-law. And I respect my deacons. And surely it should be said, they are indeed the pillars upon which this house of God rises. And though we've lost a few mighty strong ones in recent years, Jack Coldiron and Billy Edwards and Jack Horn and Larry McPhail and Charlie Shepard and Nancy Thurman, God help me if I forgot one, the house is still standing. And that is because there are many pillars in a church like Broadway, all resting on the same firm foundation, which come hell or high water, promises to remain. Friends, you have been appointed to this day to serve and care for God's church and God's people. Six in good standing, five of whom are women. Lester's a sign that we do ordain men to the diaconate and also here at Broadway. Six in good standing, full of the Spirit and wisdom, and ready and appointed to the task. May God bless your ministry, and may you serve the bread and also the word. And like Saint Stephen, may you too be brave and strong and kind and always full of Christ's love and Christ's compassion. We know you will. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, and mother of us all, and all of God's people then said,